Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, April 7th, 2019, Pastor Paul Talbert. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to be using the, we're going to be looking at, again, the Sermon on the Mount. That's what we're looking at on Sundays. And I want you to see how the parable that we're going to be looking at today comes. One of the reasons why God records his word is so that we can go back and study it. And when it first came, it was just like a sermon. It's called a Sermon on the Mount. And what happens is, man, I wish I could, what did he say exactly? And so God had his word written so we could study it and understand him a little bit better. So we're going to find out a little bit more from the Sermon on the Mount.
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
And yet,
thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundations on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority, and not as their teachers of the law.
So that's what we're looking at today. The parable of the wise and foolish builders. The wise man built his house upon the rock. Remember that song? The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And both of them, the rains came tumbling down. Rains came down and the floods went up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods went up. But the house on the rock stood firm. And the house on the sand went splat. I loved that part when I was growing up. The Lord says there's two kinds of listeners to his word. Now, I want you to notice something that's really interesting. He's not talking about believers and unbelievers. He's talking about people here in church. You and I. These are people who listen to God's word. And there's two kinds of people who listen to God's word. One is a kind, the Lord describes them as wise. Someone who hears, who understands, and who puts into practice what he hears. And the other one is someone who hears, he understands, but it doesn't do what it says. What kind of listener are you? The Lord wants us to build on his word, to take his word and put it into practice. He wants us to trust him on doing that. And as he spells out exactly what the meaning of the whole thing is, he says, people who hear my words and put them into practice are wise. And what are God's words? What does Jesus say? He says, trust me. He says, peace, your sins are forgiven. He says all those words that you and I love to hear. He also says, do not sin. He also repeats those Ten Commandments. The whole Sermon on the Mount is a whole thing about what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing, and we fall flat on that all the time. But God, in his great mercy, wants us to look at the person who is saying those words. It's Jesus Christ. He went the way of the cross. He intentionally kept all of those commandments that you and I can't keep, and he kept them so that you and I would be safe. Safe at his side in heaven. Jesus wants us to hear his word. Some of us here online, some of us here in person, he wants us to hear his word. With every time you hear his word, you have options, don't you? I can tune out somebody. In confirmation class, I asked how they were listening, and one of the students said, well, I just tuned out my teacher. They were up there talking about something, and I just tuned them out. Then I come back in again. Oh, you can do that with God's word, too. You can tune it out. God says, no, don't do that. I want you to hear my word. Listen to what I'm saying. And then he says, I want you to understand it. So there's a knowledge that you and I are to gather. How many books are in the Old Testament? Well, there's 66. How many books were written before Jesus was born? 66. How many of those books talk about Jesus? 66. No, there's 39 before Jesus was born. There's 39 that tell us he's coming and what he's going to be doing. And then there's 27 that tell us what he did. Incredible gift that God has given to us in his word. That's the knowledge of God. I know things. I can have a list of the commandments. I can have a list of the books of the Bible. I can have a list of the prophets. I can know that stuff. And you've run into people like that, I'm sure. I run into pastors that just blow me away because their knowledge of the scriptures is so incredible. And they have it at their fingertips. But besides hearing and knowing God's word, the Lord talks about wisdom here. And what's wisdom? Wisdom is knowing how to put something into practice in the best way, at the best time, for the best results that will be continuing. That's what he wants for us. The Lord wants to bless us. And so he says, listen to my words and put them into practice. What are some of the words he wants us to put into practice? We've looked at some of them already in this series on the Beatitudes, haven't we? He says to identify your enemies and pray for them. Ooh. He says to speak kindly and show mercy on those who are treating you unjustly. He says to take care of the poor. He says to be kind to one another. says to love him first, most, and best. Those are things that you and I are to do as we build a wise life on Jesus Christ. And we fail in doing that, don't we? But the Lord does not want us to despair, because he's also letting us know that he told this Sermon on the Mount on the way to Jerusalem. And what's happening at Jerusalem? He's all focused on getting to Jerusalem. He's focused on getting to Jerusalem because on Jerusalem, there is a deadline that he has to make. Good Friday. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He has to offer up his life so that you and I go scot-free. Think about that for a second. He's telling us all these things ahead of time so that we know and are prepared for what's going to be coming. Now, we don't know the storms of life that are going to be coming our way. Jesus knew, and he went there anyway. You might imagine like this. Imagine you're really, really sick. You go to the doctor. Doctor says, well, you have to take this medicine, you have to do this surgery, you have to do this exercise, you have to follow this diet. If you do those things, then you're going to get better. Imagine if I leave that doctor's office, I say, you know, I know better than that doctor. I don't like that. It's going to be really uncomfortable with my life. It's going to change my life. I don't know if I really want to change my life. I want to keep on picking out. I keep on eating what I want to eat. I really don't want to exercise. I just want to sit. I don't want to do what the doctor says. That's called being foolish. It's called being dangerous. That's called hurting myself and my life. When you love your enemies and you pray for those who hurt you, you're doing what the doctor says. When you're kind and compassionate to one another, you're doing what the doctor says. When you're going to God's word and you're reading it again and again, and understanding what he's saying there, then you're doing what the doctor says. He says, come to me. Are you feeling guilty? I've taken your guilt away. I paid for it all on the cross. So put that into practice in your life. I've shown you mercy. What do? Hold a grudge? Plot how to get back at somebody? No. I've shown you mercy. You show mercy. I've shown you love, incredible love. You show love. And when you fail, come back to me because I will build you up. I am the rock that you can count on because I did it right. Because I want you with me in heaven. I don't want you to despair. I want you to build a strong, active life for me. You know what Satan says about those lives? The gates of hell will not stand up against them. They will not make it. You and I have a victory that Jesus, when he walked out of that tomb on Easter, think of that. He is dead, and on the third day dead, he raises himself back to life again, and he says, peace, your sins are forgiven. The same Jesus says, ask me for anything. I'll do it for you so that my Father gets glory. The same Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest. You will find rest for your souls. This is our Lord, the living Lord Jesus. This is the one who wants to bless us. This is the one on whom we will build. Amen.